Texas Governor Greg Abbott is vowing to force state lawmakers to vote later this year on a measure that would impose new ballot restrictions after Democrats walked out of a legislative session late Sunday to prevent its immediate passage. Abbott, a Republican, said on Twitter he would add the bill to a special state legislative session that he plans to call to change geographic boundaries for legislative districts. He said he will expect legislators to have worked out the details of the voting bill when they arrive for the special session. Democrats have contended the voting legislation, which restricts voting by mail and gives more power to partisan poll watchers, would discourage minority voting. U.S. President Joe Biden over the weekend called the Texas legislation, quote, wrong and un-American. Democrats vowed if the bill passed to immediately challenge it in court. The World Health Organization members agreed Monday to strengthen the global body at the heart of the pandemic response and give it more secure and flexible funding to better deal with future outbreaks. A resolution from the 194 member states on the last day of the virtual annual World Health Assembly also agreed to strengthen WHO's capacity to rapidly and appropriately assess disease outbreaks of possible global concern. Countries and institutions had been woefully unprepared to deal with the COVID-19 outbreak, according to the findings of three independent panels that had reported to the Assembly. They called for a total overhaul of the global alarm system, as one of the reports found that the UN agency had been too slow in declaring a so-called public health emergency of international concern. You're listening to VOA News. The European Commission proposed Monday that fully vaccinated people should be exempt from testing or quarantines when traveling from one EU country to another, and urged a gradual easing of travel measures as COVID-19 vaccinations accelerate. The bloc reached a deal earlier this month on COVID-19 certificates that will show whether a person has received a vaccine, had a recent negative test, or has immunity based on recovery from infection. The program should be ready by July the 1st. The European Union executive is seeking to unify a current patchwork of travel measures across the bloc, and recommended Monday testing or quarantines should not apply to people who've been fully vaccinated 14 days prior to travel. About half of all the adults in the EU have received the first dose of the vaccine. Vietnam aviation authorities announced Monday the capital's international airport will suspend inbound flights from abroad beginning Tuesday for 1 week as the country grapples with a fresh wave of virus outbreaks. Vietnam's health minister said over the weekend authorities had discovered a highly infectious new hybrid variant, a combination of the Indian and UK variants. Outbound international flights will continue from Hanoi, and the government did not say if domestic flights would be part of the suspension. Meanwhile, Vietnam plans to test all 9 million in its largest city for the coronavirus as it imposes more restrictions, according to local media. The employers of an American journalist detained by Myanmar authorities said Monday they were yet to receive any information on his whereabouts or well-being a week after he was detained. The managing editor of news outlet Frontier Myanmar U.S. citizen Danny Fenster was detained on May the 24th as he attempted to board a plane to leave the military-ruled country. Hong Kong prosecutors said Monday dozens of leading democracy activists could face up to life in prison for organizing an unofficial primary election in the most sweeping use yet of Beijing's strict new security law. Police charged the 47 activists with subversion after they organized a non-binding vote last year to choose candidates for an ultimately postponed local election. The defendants say they were simply taking part in opposition politics. Authorities accused them of a plot to subvert the government. Beijing has worked to eliminate the protests in the semi-autonomous city after huge and sometimes violent pro-democracy demonstrations in 2019. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.